Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. This last day of spring. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your host, Janet Thornburg. My screen name, Daisy. And my contact information is keen.com, Daisy64448, or Facebook under Janet Thornburg. And our call-in number today is 646-378-1297. And our topic today is true love. And, you know, this is a very sought-after thing. I've been in reading cards for about close to 40 years here, and that's one of the major questions that comes up is, you know, and there is somebody for everybody out there. It's just doing the process correctly. And if you want to discover true love, you must first discover love within yourself. You know, you can't love somebody if you don't love yourself, because it all comes out. And the process of doing it is doing it correctly is the scripture: seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Well, all things means all things, nothing missing, nothing broken. The right relationship, the right finances, right career, the right place to live, the whole right situation. And, you know, right now, from a cosmic standpoint, we've been under these tense planets for quite some time. And the only one I'm going to talk about tonight is the planet Saturn, and we all know that that's the hard taskmaster. That's the one that gives you lessons. And well, it's gone retrograde in the sign of Scorpio, and will be there for 3 months. And this will affect relationships, so that's why I brought it up to this afternoon, so that you can be aware that we may overreact to things under this retrograde. Things we're going to be taught what's inside of us that needs to be refined. And so if it's insecurity, believe me, you're going to have those feelings, and situations will come up to set those flags off. And I want you to hold on to this scripture tonight. It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And these are the words of God. He says, I know my plans for you, and they're good and not evil. And I think today we have such a wrong concept of God. It's the reason that we're having a lot of problems today, is because of this wrong concept. And I'd like to offer prayers up right now, Father, for the families of those people in that shooting in South Carolina. And your will be done there, as far as the young man. And he looks like a troubled soul. And I pray that you will bring light. People wonder why things like this happen, when your word tells us that in the last days that violence would increase, brother would be against brother, and all these things are based on hatred and the spirit of rage, which is not from you. And we ask that you help those families left behind, and that we learn what we're supposed to learn from this, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's take our first caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the cards indicate.
Okay. For your love life?
Yes.
Okay. Things are coming quickly now, and you've been waiting a long time. And sometimes when you wait a long time, it's hard to believe that you're going to get something. And you know, the whole idea of this program is for me to reach out to people in these last days when things are very confusing, and maybe things that it's already done. They're waiting for you. And it has to, our part is to renew our minds and to believe. And so you've had this negative cycle, but things are going to start changing here over the next 3 months. And that begins with this month, which is almost over. And so you're going to see victory in two areas of your life, your material well-being, which is your finances, and you have to go through a few steps here, but there's a lot of good things. And this summer, which tomorrow is the first day, there's a very good woman coming into your life, very intuitive. She's going to kind of feel things about you. That might spook you a little bit. Sometimes that spooks men. But just know that God, when he took woman out of Adam's side and created woman, it's to compliment man. And women naturally try to make their man the best that he can be. It's not criticism. It's just intuition. But this is going to be the very best relationship you've ever had, and it should start here real soon. That Knight of Swords means quick, so there's not a long wait, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
All right. So, again, God's plans for us are good. But the circumstances that we look at in front of us, that's where we get trapped. We look at the
problem more than we look at the solution. So, and the solution is
acting in faith. I had a feedback given to me on Keen about preaching the secret. Well, it's not just the secret. The Bible, and I have trouble with the scripture, so you guys bear with me here. It says, things be though not as they may. In other words, it doesn't look like it's there, but we start acting like it's just like if you pray and ask God for a vacation, you go out and start getting luggage and you start acting like it's already there. And that's the secret to bringing things into manifestation. Of course, believing, you know, and the highest form of love you could ever experience, which we'll remember, seeking first the kingdom of God, which is within you, is a spiritual bond, a covenant agreement called the power of two, the law of two. Find someone to agree with you. That's something that's very powerful in prayer and will help you to get your desired wish, you know. So, you know, then when you do that, you'll be in the right place at the right time, and there'll be nothing missing and nothing broken. And it happens supernaturally with a connection with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will transform everything in our lives. You know, you sometimes wonder why people don't change. Well, they remain the same. Your body remains the same. Your mind remains the same. Your spirit is what is made perfect when you're born again. And we need to work on renewing our mind. You know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we have to do that. We have to take, when a negative thought comes, you replace it with a positive. Reject that negative thought and replace it with a positive. Okay, I'm going to take another call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was just wondering what the cards had to say for me today.
Okay. Let's see what they have to say for you today. All right. First card is the Ace of Swords. Ace of Swords means a victory. So, you know, this has been a long time coming for you, too. There's still some burdens that are pressing on you that are in the passing influence line, meaning they're being released. You got a lot to look forward to. You're going to see your ship come in or your desired wish come in. And that's also crossed by the Page of Swords, which means it's going to be a quick thing. It's not going to be a long thing. You're in some sort of preparation for this at the moment. And your intuition is very strong right now. You need to not listen to your emotions, you know. The origination of sin is being emotionally driven. You know, when we make emotional decisions, it's a 99.99% chance you're making the wrong decision. So we, okay. You know, it's like with Cain and Abel. God tried to tell Cain the way out of his anger and his jealousy, but he didn't listen. And he was emotionally driven, and then he killed his brother. So all these things that are in Scripture are to show us potentials that we could do. But it looks to me like everything's going to get under control. The latter part of this beginning of summer here and the last 3 months of this year, you're going to see the manifestation of better health, better finances, and a change, which means possibly a move or relocation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, this is all good news. Thank you so very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So we see that, again, the Saturn being retrograde in Scorpio is very intense, and it is focused on relationships. So this is maybe if you're not in the right relationship, you're going to be seeing areas that will awaken you to the fact that it is not right for you. If you're not in a relationship, then it's probably going to bring up areas in which you need to be aware of yourself and your interaction with another person, you know, like insecurity. If you find that you're digging in somebody's phone records or looking in fear of anybody that calls or every time they go out, that's insecurity, and that needs to be dealt with. That needs to be dealt with because that energy will create what you're looking for. If you go looking for trouble, you'll find it. So we want to refine ourselves to a high point. So if you are a very insecure person, maybe you come by it righteously, something happened to you, but you don't need to stay there. You need to release that because this is a time of finding the right person, and it's a preparation period for that to happen. And that's why we did the show on true love, because it can happen this year and it can begin this summer. So I did my research and saw that this was a perfect time to do this. Let me take another call here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Linda.
Hi.
I'm
How
busy,
are you?
But I have time for you. I'm good.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay. Can I ask you about my relationship with James? I'm being very slow, and I'm liking it, and so is he. We have our reasons why. But I'm investing in this relationship. This is the first time I've ever taken this long. And I feel it's a good investment. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. The first card is the Ace of Pentacles, which means it's a money card as well, but it also means successful combination. So since your question is about you and him, I think you're a successful combination. You both had some past, you know, dirty little doo-doos that happened to you, and you're just being cautious and making sure, you know, once you give your heart out to somebody, you become vulnerable to that person. You feel, you know, like you could be hurt. And it's you know, I just talked to somebody recently and said, no, I don't want to do that again. I don't ever want to do that again. But I'm showing that I have the Two of Cups and crossed by the Ace of Swords, which is a victory. I think this could be really, both of you could open up to love. And, you know, and actually you're forming a deep bond and you're understanding each other and you're communicating. And then you have both victory cards. I would say yes to that, it's a good combination.
You started to talk a little about finances. Can you tell me any more about that before we go?
What was that again? Say that again.
You started to talk a little bit about finances. Can we talk about that
okay.
a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll look at your finances. A lack of money is a lack of love, and it's not in God's agenda. Second John.
I'm not in lack of money.
says, God's word says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. So bad health and lack of money is not from God. So your finance, there's that Ace of Pentacles again, and it's crossed by the material card, meaning you're going to get a bigger place. You're a little stressed here in the present line, but that's leaving. And the remainder of this year looks like a great improvement, not only in your love, but in your finances.
I have plans in sex, though.
And I have the health profession.
Yeah, it is.
A really good opportunity.
I'm trying to buy out this lady's nursing home. She's having me work there now, but she's running it into the ground. And I finished healthcare management in November. And because I'm poverty level, I can go to the government and they'll help me.
Okay, there is on Keen, her name is Journey by Spirit. She's a grant writer. And she's a grant writer, and she does grants for women that are alone or have, you know, and I see, you know, children in your future that you're going to be helping with. So there are a lot of grants out there that are available to get funds for starting a business like that. And give her a call and see what she can do for you. If not, if you can't reach her, then Google grant writers online.
Journey by what? What was she?
Journey by Spirit.
What?
By Spirit.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so let's take the next caller here. This is a good turnout. I'm happy. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Is that me?
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi. You're
How
on
you doing,
the air.
Daisy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know what we need to look at? I think I screwed up with him yesterday. And, you know.
Okay.
I think he had a bad day and he wasn't telling me.
Okay.
And he regressed, and he's taking it out on me. But
well, see, that there is mental stress. There is definitely mental stress, and also stress with something legal, and also, you know, when people have been used and abused, they just they're like behind a screen peeking out. I always hold my fingers up like binoculars, and they're looking and checking everything out, and there's a lot of fear, and it was a bad day yesterday, very stressful day. But I show a change. My last card shows a change within a matter of days. We're talking 3 to 5. Also, a good connection, and there's going to be money that's going to lift off, you know, that financial burden, and lift off the pressure of that, and things getting in better control. And I actually have the Destiny card, so you were destined, you two were destined, and you know, there's complexities. You know, we kind of fall back into going, you know. And sometimes we take things out on the people we love the most, and that's not good either. Those are things we need to work on. But we're human. We all make mistakes. That's why they put erasers on pencils, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they put erasers on pencils because I don't know when I'll hear from him because I cannot go back.
Okay.
That's about all I can say right now.
Okay, I think you should give me a call this afternoon and let me look at this in depth because I see a lot of complexities here that we need to work out once I get off the
Yeah,
because
it didn't really end all that good. And I'm kind of...
No, I see that.
I'm rocked by it. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's next. So... Well, let me ask this. Does he at least like the bantering back and forth that we did yesterday? Because, I mean, we were at each other, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
No, it's not harmed. This relationship is not harmed beyond, okay, first of all, you have the I call it Twitter pated, that bonding, that major attraction. And then, you know, once you get past that a little bit, you start settling into the personalities. And you start seeing maybe differences and or maybe things that you're real compatible. This is not ruined. It's not, you know, gone by the wayside. But there is some complexity. And if you'll call me later, I will be more than happy to. It's not going to fail. It's not going to fail.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you move on because it's just too stressful today. So
I can tell that. Okay.
Yeah.
You call me back, all right?
Okay,
later.
I will.
Thank you. Okay, the next caller here.
Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Alex calling.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Well, I had two questions. There's been a lot of changes at work. After I come back from vacation in July, I'll go to a new location. I'm a little nervous about it. It's a whole new place, a new staff, and I'm going in as a supervisor. So,
it's like here comes the boss, right?
Right.
Okay, let's take a look at this. Well, we all I think naturally have a little fear about the unknown. You know, new faces and. You know, and but I might add they have the same fears, okay, what you're going to be like. And I have the moon as my first card, which means emotional, and everybody's a little, you know, a little bit on edge. But it's in the passing influence line, meaning it's not going to be there long, okay? This is actually going to be a very healthy situation for you. I have the sun. And this is really going to bring out your talents here, your leadership qualities.
Okay, great.
This is a good thing.
That's awesome. That's exactly why they're moving me, just so I can get more experience and work with different individuals. So that's awesome. That's good to know.
It's very healthy.
Okay, good. Good. I had another quick question. I ended a relationship a few months ago, and things really didn't turn out well. But I met someone else. We're not dating or anything. I just, I go to his bar and flirt with him a little. And I think he likes me, too. I'm cautious. I'm cautious because of the previous experience. And I don't know if anything's going to go anywhere or... You know, if he just naturally flirts with everyone and I'm making more of it than actually, that's actually there.
Okay. Well, something's going to surprise you about this. Okay? I have my first card is the Six of Wands, which is a personal victory. So you are definitely, he's definitely thinking about you. Okay? He looks forward to you coming in, he looks forward to seeing you. There's something very depressing about his past love life, too, that, you know, he's probably, but he's going to surprise you the next time you see him. But whether it's him or it's not him, there is the right person that's coming. First of all, you're going to be very successful in this career transition. And then I show around September, October, of you thinking about giving up your independence, not giving it up totally, but entering a commitment, thinking about it very seriously. So there is someone very special coming up.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Daisy. I always appreciate
your
help.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
So, you know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to, readings are potentials, okay, they're out here saying this can happen supernaturally. It may not be in your present right now, but this is my favorite scripture, Romans 8:28. The good news is that all things work together for good to those who love God. And that means all things. You know, that's something I've used a lot when people in religious mindsets condemn this astrology or condemn this or condemn that. That spirit of condemnation is very subtle, and it can do a lot. Actually, all things do work together. If you look at many, many things, there's the Book of Numbers. Numerology is used by God, you know, as his whole universe is mathematically precise. So, you know, it's just what people have done in forming judgments. Again, that spirit of condemnation, and it's a part of the spirit of rage. You know, I give things a trial. You know, it's like I'll try this for a while, and if it works, I used to give things a year. And if it doesn't work, then I figure, well, that wasn't the right avenue. And we're all on a spiritual journey, and that's, you know, the scripture tells us that when you're stuck on something, to seek counsel from, call forth the, well, I'm definitely one of the elders, okay? So you seek counsel, and that power of two will reveal things to you. And so we're all on this journey, and we need to trust God and believe in ourselves, too. Got to love yourself if you want to love someone else properly. Next caller. Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I have this industrial size fan going. I mean, moving.
I don't hear it.
Oh, I moved. It's huge.
Oh, okay. What can I do for
you? Just wanted you to do a quick read on me, but I also have a very strange question after.
Okay. Relating to love life?
Yeah.
Or just, okay. You know, King David was a man after God's own heart. And I found a scripture the other day that said that Satan moved him. And he believed that he was talking to God. But the reason I'm bringing up David is David had a lot of problems in his love life. And, you know, he struggled. You know, he was married, and then he fell in love with another woman, and it was that whole thing. Sometimes when we come into this world, and you start out young being emotionally mistreated or the lack or neglected or something, that means that you have a very strong karmic lesson. But you are meant, you have success here in the present line, and you are meant to find success this year. And maybe up to this time, it hasn't happened. But a very healthy relationship is in store for you and should begin in the next 2 months.
Okay.
Okay, also with your career, that's threw that in there, that your mm-hmm. finances are going to improve and your career is going to take a very successful jump this fall.
Is it music?
Mm-hmm.
Or my day job is music, okay.
It's your music.
Okay. Any idea when...
I actually have the angel of music. Yeah.
Awesome. Any idea where I'll meet this person?
Okay.
And then I'll ask you this weird question.
Okay. You may already know him, but you don't know him on the level that we're looking at here. But
mm-hmm.
it's about to change. And here again, we're looking at 3, 6, or 9 days, not months, not weeks.
Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Now,
what's the weird question?
Weird, well, and especially love life. I don't know if it's just me, or I'm sure I've heard it, other people have this experience. How do you know if your intuition is right, or can you pick up, like me, if I'm accurately picking up a person's thought, or like I can feel that this person thinks of me, and then all of a sudden I get a sign, but I don't know if it's, you know, sometimes I just want to know what the sign is. Like, I get this, I've had this all my life, and I must say I've been pretty accurate, but
I
don't know.
I mean, I can testify to that one myself. You're very intuitive. You know, okay, first
and
of all, God is
supernatural. If you say to somebody, oh, I know he's thinking about me, they think you're not, they think you're crazy. You know?
No.
It's just weird.
No, you no, that is absolutely, my late husband and I, I could just send out a mental thought for him to stop and get eggs or whatever. I'm just using that as an example, and he'd come in the door with eggs. We were very intuitively, and that's typical of soulmates. And actually, it's just like you're, when you have a child, you know, and you may be dead asleep and feel something about that child and get up, and sure enough, they're in trouble. And that's a connection. Most people are afraid of it because they've been, religion has taught them that's a taboo. That's not something that you should listen to. You know, and yeah, we do have different voices that come into our head, just like I brought up the it's a scripture, and I got to find it again, that Satan moved David, and David believed that he was hearing from God, so he can appear as an angel of light. We have to try the spirits, but usually that first thought is correct.
Okay.
90% of the time.
Well, if it's the person in question, I'll say this, and I know you got to go. I was driving down the street, I was driving today, and this person on my brain just consumed me. I'm like, not even trying to think about him. I got a gig tonight. Would you believe I saw him on the opposite side of the street? And I was like, oh, my God, in the weirdest area. I'm like, what the heck? So that's why I asked that question, because it was like, I was just thinking about this person, and bam, there he was. So. It was just weird.
Well, that's good. And, you know, just like I was mentioning earlier about somebody saying something about preaching in the secret. Well, the scripture says to act like things are already there. You know, I have trouble with that. I'm going to have to write it down and read it over and over and over again until I can get it right. But, that,
yeah,
you know,
that
that's my little weak. That is a hard one. And it's we have to realize that Jesus' last words were, "It is finished." And everything has been deposited into your spirit when you became born again, and you access it through your faith. Now, we have trials and things go. He said in this world we'd have trouble, but to be of good cheer, don't let it get you down. You know, don't let it ruin your joy. Don't let it take away your peace. So this you are destined. And I'll bank my reputation on it, that the right things are going to happen to you this year, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great
God
show.
Bless. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So basically, it's unto us as we believe. Proverbs says that. How a man thinks within, man meaning mankind, deep within, then that's what's going to occur. And see, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about thoughts. You know, thoughts. The mind can play tricks on you, you know, and there's a process of which occurs here. You think of something repeatedly, it goes to the subconscious mind. Well, the subconscious mind is like the genie inside you. It doesn't do anything but obey you. It doesn't edit it if it's wrong thinking. So it creates a vibrational field, and these thoughts do. And this is different from your aura. Okay, the vibrational field is what you will attract to you. So if you know, if you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, then you're going to attract somebody to say ugly things to you. And you have to realize that these energy vibrations, they have to fizzle out. They have to lose energy, and it's only common sense that our vibrational field is what we attract to ourselves. So how we think and what you think repeatedly, Job said when he's sitting there in the dust covered completely in boils, what I feared the most came upon me. So, you know, he'd given a lot of energy to this happening to himself, and he brought it on. And then he realized it through the process. But, you know, we're here to try to keep you from having to find that out the hard way, you know? If you feel like you're going to be poor, then you're going to become poor. You'll attract lack to yourself. If you can imagine being in love, creative visualization, you will attract love. So that's that scripture again. Things be so they may, you know, I have a hard time with it, and I'm going to get it down pat for the next radio show and read it to you properly. It means that you're thinking, like I said, if you ask God for a vacation, you go buy the luggage, you get ready to go. You believe you're going to take that step, and it's going to happen. So I remember when I was 16 years old, I had a hope chest, you know, for marriage, and I put all these little things in there. And guess what? I got married. So very soon after that. So actually, we do create our world by the way we think. And if we renew our minds and using the Word of God and state what we want, declare it, decree it, we'll make it happen. And that's our job to do. You know, your mind holds tremendous creative ability. God gave you an imagination, the positive aspect of it. The negative aspect of it feeds off your emotional center. If you've been hurt in the past, it starts programming, you know, and then you start thinking. You know, like I said, if you look for trouble, you'll find it. And that's why God gave us an imagination, so you could create mental pictures, add faith to them, and see those pictures manifest in your life. That's basically how it's done. You create mental pictures, add faith to it, in other words, believe it, and then you'll see it manifest. And once you have the image in your mind of something that you want or want to become, nothing can stop that image from coming to pass. Whatever you meditate on will become a blueprint in your reality. So if you're meditating on failure, you don't believe what you're hearing, then you'll manifest that. You'll be right. Either way, you're right. We give our enemy too much control. That's the only thing he can do. He's defeated. He's a defeated dog. But the only thing he can do is offer suggestions in your mind. And what we do with it, you know, Genesis said, as long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest. Well, seed is what you plant, what you sow, whether it be thought, seeds of love, money seed, whatever. So it's the time that gets us. That's what gets most people in readings. You know, we give them a time, and it doesn't exactly happen perfectly on that time, so they think, okay, they just delete the whole thing from happening. So too often Christians suffer from what I call stinking thinking, and that's not believing, or, you know, they think God is mad at them, that wrong concept of God. He's mad at you, you failed at this, and those are not coming from him. Jesus took our sins once and for all upon the cross, and it's finished. It's forgiven. We need to get out of that mindset. You will reap the results of a curse, or you will reap the results of a blessing. It all begins with your mindset. And you can read about the flesh mindset in Galatians chapter 5, 19 to 21 explains it. And you want to keep those evil thoughts from getting a foothold in your life. You can't stop them from coming, but you don't have to hold on to them either. So you can just let that pass right on through. Okay, we have another caller here. Hi, you're on the line, on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess we just want to listen. Okay. If you hit the question button if you want me to answer a question for you. Again, let me reiterate my contact information. You can reach me at keen.com under Daisy, DAISEY, 644478, or Janet Thornburg on Facebook. And the call-in number for our radio show is 646-378-1297. So, you know, we're looking at some pretty bleak scenes right now. I mean, if you want to get paranoid, just turn on the TV, okay, and watch the news, and it'll certainly get you going there. But, you know, Romans 12:2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that word prove, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When you become born again, your spirit instantly changes, and you're recreated in spirit. But your body remains the same, and your mind remains the same, and we must conform our thinking continually and on purpose. It has to be something that you absolutely make up your mind to do. And that's our job. Okay, we have another caller here. Let's try this. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. No? Okay. So we need to work on, that's our job to do. We need to work on ourselves by not being transformed, and you are transformed, and you'll see it. You know, by our own effort, I was brought up in religion. I mean, I performed ritual every single day, 365 days a year. But it was part of my process. It was my process. And I learned that, you know, you don't have to do ritualistic prayer. You can talk to Jesus like he's your best friend, because guess what, he is. You know, no one, talk about perfect love, he laid down his life for us. And a person that came down from heaven, walking on streets of gold, know where there's no sickness, where there's no disease, where there's no sorrow, came down here and took on flesh body and went through all of that agonizing experience so that we could be set free. And it is finished, and we access it with our faith, you know. So we have to renew our mind. And you will learn a lot by reading God's word. You know, God speaks to me. I can sometimes have a troubling
hello.